Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is The Potty with Serene and Pearl. Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Hey, women and men, boys and girls. It's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, and little Dan Dan. And we have got a wonderful show for you. And let me just say before we launch into our show that I have broken through and I have such an appetite back in my life.
So good, Dan, because for a while you were trying to heal your gut and we were trying to force you to eat more and you were like, oh, just can't.
I just can't do it.
Isn't it great that the body heals?
The body wants to heal.
Well, I just don't think it should be Serene and Pearl and little Dan Dan. You're so rocking the excitement of your new appetite that you're a big Dan Dan. Your hair is huge.
Women and men, boys and girls.
You're celebrating with like curls. It's like the big, you know, the party hat and all the, you know, the emoji for party. And it's like that little party hat with all the streamers coming out of it. His hair looks like streamers coming out of a party hat.
People buy wigs to get this head of hair.
There's a bit of product in there, people just say, you know, it's not all his natural.
My appetite is on fire lately, though.
So you're not little Dan Dan, you're medium Dan Dan.
I have upgraded to a size medium.
I like it, Dan.
Yeah, as long as other men aren't in the room. I'm
no,
small
you
in
are
stature.
Who what you are. You are what you are. You don't compare.
Not at all.
No, don't do that.
No, it's a habit. I compare up. Women, a lot of women compare down, you know. I'm the biggest girl in the room. You can't do that.
No.
It's got to be you.
Hey, and I'm glad you came with that announcement that your appetite is rocking because you've been longing for that.
Yeah.
Praise him. Yep. Praise the Lord of all healing.
I know.
I want to say something today. I have an announcement.
Yes, she does. We've all been waiting.
Can I tell him?
I'm not pregnant.
Pearl is
pregnant.
Wouldn't
that be a miracle?
Pearl is pregnant.
Wouldn't that be a miracle?
With an idea.
Yes, with an idea.
No, with a concept, with a new thing in my life. Actually, I never thought I would be able to say that this. It wasn't even something I was seeking or wanting to do, but it has happened. And I want to tell you, never say never about your journey, okay?
Mm-hmm.
My announcement, and then I'll explain it, is I now, in my Trim Healthy Mama journey, eat more emails than S-mails.
Yes, okay. or emails or crossovers.
Yep. But I would have to say that I have come to the point where carbs are probably a bigger place in my life than fats. Do I shun fats?
No, you don't.
I love my fats. But I have come to a place where I celebrate carbs so much that they've reached a level where they are supreme in my diet. And things are happening to me that are very good.
I went away on a holiday with Pearl and Charlie. And normally holidays with Pearl and Charlie are hard for me because I'm always hungry around Pearl. And Pearl and Charlie be like, when do you want to eat, guys? 7:30? And it's like 3 and I'm starved and I have to wait till 7:30? And because Pearl was just, she just didn't eat a huge amount.
Well, I was on my, especially on vacation, my husband could go a long time without eating. And I was sort of on, I could do it.
But Pearl was like at this place where she was wanting to just, you know, just celebrate some carbs because she'd gotten a bit of an S right in her life. So she'd already made this change. And we went away on holiday, right?
Vacation, they call it here.
Vacation. And Pearl was the hungry girl and I was in an S rut. And Pearl's like, girl,
I'm hungrier than you.
Deal?
What's up with that?
Yeah, I was a nursing mom and she was hungrier than me. And we really believe that healthy appetites, they're a bit of a I believe that they mean health.
Yeah.
I never met a pretty lady without an appetite. That's a quote from a movie.
John Wayne?
No, it's Home on the Range. It's a cartoon. Okay. It's an animation.
Now, I want to talk about the difference between a sugar-infused appetite.
Right.
That's cray cray.
That's cray cray cravings.
You know?
Yeah.
And because sugar, if you're eating a lot of sugar and a lot of empty carbs and stuff, you don't know when the stopping point is. When you finish one meal, you're like, what's next? Give me some sugar. All of that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a revved appetite, which means a revved metabolism. Now, if you are just starting and coming to plan, and you're listening to Serene 9 Danny here for the first time, and you're all new to this Trim Healthy Mama thing, don't think I am shoving E-meals, which are our carb meals, on you and saying you should do more of these than S-meals. I'm not doing
There's
that.
There's a beginning place, and especially if you come from sugar binging, sugar addiction, refined whites, fast
having more E-meals
food.
Wouldn't even be for you right at this point. You know, I have been doing Trim Healthy Mama now for 12 years, okay?
Your blood sugar is so stable that you know that they're not cravings that you're hungry
and
for.
And at first, when I first came to Trim Healthy Mama, I came off a what I called a whole grain Jane diet, where I was carbing out at that time.
But you don't carb out now because you just do it in a very intelligent way.
Well, I was overspiking my blood sugar all the time. My blood sugar was a mess. It was roller coasting. I had to use S meals to stabilize me. I had to dig deep into the fats to just, you know, get my insulin levels under control. And I had to do that. And I'd have some E meals, but I had to do that for years.
And also to learn the fuel. And to learn to not be afraid of fat, and to learn that fat is not actually what makes you fat. Oh. You know, so it was good. You came to this understanding and then a stabilized blood sugar, and then you can actually balance out now.
So true.
Truly balance
out. But for years, I used fats to heal me, right? To heal my brain and to saturate my hormone system because I'd been a vegan and a vegetarian for so long. I was missing some good animal fats. They did do a lot of healing in my body. But then we got to the point in maybe later years where I was relying on them so much. I didn't branch out. And I think I was just eating my usual stuff all the time that I hadn't got to the point. I could never envision myself eating more E meals than S meals because I was so used to S meals and I loved them and I knew how to make them good. But then Serena and I decided that we wanted Trim Healthy Mama to be so sustainable, so not a fad.
Yeah.
And we had a look at things and we said, maybe we've put carbs in a lower place than they need to be.
Well, we saw some scriptures in the Bible. We've shared them before here at the party, but just to reiterate them, I don't even have a Bible in front of me, so I'm just going to kind of like paraphrase from my own head. But it was always like, you know, that your bread baskets would be blessed, that your breadboards would be blessed, your fruit baskets would be blessed, your fields would be blessed. So there was all everything, and we'd have to say in our lives, honestly, we took a look. We were like, is our fruit basket blessed? Is our breadboard blessed? Or is it just our animal fields that are blessed? We had become in our journey to balance out because we needed to balance out from the other side. I think we'd become
just a little more topsy-turvy on the S, right?
Yes.
And I want your story too, Danny, because it's a similar one probably to mine, but I'm just going to share what happened with me. So just maybe in the last year, I started gradually revving up my emails and trying more different ones and adding more fruits that sync well with me. We're all so different. You know, we're unique. I found what fruits sync well with me. Papaya is a huge one.
Dark cherries. Oh my
goodness. And I do well with bananas.
So do I.
I mean, so I figured out these things. I've added a lot more oatmeal. I've added quinoa. I have added potatoes.
And guess what? She's thinner.
I'm thinner. I mean, I didn't want to be thinner. I wasn't trying to be, but I'm good. I'm not too thin. Okay. But on, you know, my range of like 5 to 6 pounds, I'm way down the bottom of that now where I was at the top. And my husband is actually telling me, hey, you know, I like you sort of more at the top. He likes meat on a woman.
Well, what real you man know? Doesn't?
But so maybe I could add more crossovers and I'm thinking about doing that. But right now it was an experiment. And adding these things, like even more potatoes in E settings, golden ones. I use golden.
Yeah.
I use black potatoes.
And tell them why, because golden ones are a little more waxy flesh instead
they are,
of starchy
flesh. They're
less
spikers. I still don't spike my blood sugar. Yeah. That's cray-cray stuff, okay?
Yeah. You're not going down for a big russet the size of a cow head.
No, and then I'm not doing white rolls and a russet potato and a sugary dessert. No, that's what we're trying to get you away from, and that's how you heal on Trim Healthy Mama, because your emails are grounded with protein. They don't spike your blood sugar, but boy, are they healing to your body.
And so, they're healing to the liver. Oh,
yes.
And your hormones.
It's
just as much as fats are healing to the hormones. See, this is a beautiful balance, just as much. So are carbohydrates healing to the hormones because they they sing lullabies to your adrenals. And there's a whole, your adrenals speak to your hormones.
Is balance a key word for Trim Healthy Mama?
It really is. And you know what? You're going to find your balance slowly over time. Look at me. You know, I'm the author with Serene of Trim Healthy Mama, and I thought I had arrived. And it's like the Bible. What is that scripture, Serene? It's like it shines.
The path of the righteous shines brighter and brighter. And I tell myself that every day. I'm like, you know what? Today is better than yesterday. And I'm learning.
There's always new places to go, right? I didn't even know there was this place for me in my health.
It's layer upon layer. But guess what, Pearl? You can't put... I was listening to a message the other day. We know I do my walks. I listen to a message. And this pastor said this amazing thing. He's like, sometimes you'll learn things that are true and then you'll learn things that are truer. It doesn't mean that the first thing is true.
Good.
It doesn't mean
that's
the first thing wasn't true. Of course it was true, but you can't put drywall up without framework.
Yeah.
And drywall, there's a certain truth, but it comes at a deeper level. You first got to put your foundational framework up.
And guess what?
And then you can get revelations on top of that, but you can't get those revelations till the framework's
and
put up.
And guess what? Even once the drywall's put up, you can paint it a fantastic color. And guess what? After that, you can put an amazing picture on that wall.
Exactly.
So it's gets more and more amazing.
And guess what? You know, in God teaching me all this wonderful stuff, you know, about just in my journey spiritually, I'll just be 3 seconds, Pearl, and interrupt your beautiful practicalness here. But, you know, just recently, and you've heard it come out in the podcast, I've been just brought to this beautiful new place in Christ about declaring, you know, and knowing who I am in Christ and knowing the promises which he's given me. It's my luggage. It's got my name on it. I just need to go out there and open it up, right? There's a bank full of promises. And, you know, people can starve to death with a bank account full if they don't go and take the drawer, right? And I believe I've got this new place of taking the drawer from Christ, you know, all that I've been given. But that's not anything I was given. 5 years ago, I was given God's sovereignty and rest. And I don't think I could have this go out and fight for the promises. First of all, I had to learn to rest and that God was sovereign and that, you know, there was a whole framework because I was full of fear and I had, this was the thing that kind of was my stronghold in life that held me paralyzed. But I couldn't know this go out and fight for the promises if I hadn't learned God's, it's a beautiful balance between sovereignty and battle.
So it was a journey. You had to learn that precept, which led to that precept, which led to that. So bring that back to the Trim Healthy Mama thing. It's almost full circle because when you come from a sugar laden lifestyle, right, and you're just feasting upon that, the first thing you do is you sort of take out the sugar, right, and you add fats and you ground your blood sugar, you get your insulin, stop it from spiking, which leads to other diseases and problems, and you do that, and then you think, oh, but I have to have some emails too, so you sort of learn that, and you bring in some cards, but you learn how to do them, but it's layer upon layer, and in the end, you go for years and years and years, and then you get to where I am, and then you're like, hold on, carbohydrates are awesome. I just abused them in my old life, but now I'm bringing them back, and I'm putting them in a place of elite status.
And guess what? It doesn't have to be years and years and years and years.
No,
and
it
years.
Doesn't.
The only reason it is for us because the learning curve was that long.
But there
for
is
us.
A journey of stabilizing your blood sugar. What about you? Does this resonate with you, Danny?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of fad diets that we always call them fad diets. There are some that definitely are marketed towards men specifically that you probably don't get in your Facebook news feed because you're a woman and the robots know that. But as I look at, and just because I'm a host on this show, I click on them to say, who's out there?
Yeah.
What's going on out in the world there? And they all seem to be an attempt at answering one abuse or another. So what they do to answer an abuse is they offer an extreme swing in the other direction.
Yeah.
Yes, you're so right.
And so that's what I've loved about THM is you offer no extreme swings. And I've even had friends that are like, Trim Healthy Mom is just another diet. And I don't want to do extreme diets. And I'm like, you haven't read the plan.
Yeah.
If you're losing your mind insane because of you saw a meme or a quote that one of your Trim Healthy Mama friends did, and that caused you to do something extreme.
Yeah.
You definitely, I know for sure you haven't read the plan book. So I don't know. The thing that resonates with me is the non-extreme swinging. Because in my 20s, I extremely swung spiritually. Mm-hmm. I extremely swung in like health and fitness and working out and, you know, creatine, mm-hmm. you know, taking supplements to boost. And it was all about, you know, that. And I'm a seasoned old dude.
But, okay, so you were a Coca-Cola swigging, sugar chowing down, burrito, microwave burrito man.
Pop-Tart.
All right.
I remember Pop-Tart. Being there sitting in the kitchen with Lisa okay. one afternoon.
No way.
You coming home from a good old carpentry job and like looking for the Pop-Tarts, like a cray-cray man.
Right in front
almost
of Serene.
Almost depressed because you couldn't find them right there in the cupboard right in front of your face. You're like, where's the Pop-Tarts?
Serene's there. Probably at that time too, you were straight vegan or something.
Oh, props.
And you're watching me rocking Pop-Tarts.
Okay, yeah. So that was you, right? And your blood sugar was crazy. You thought you might end up diabetic at the end of that
It was so
journey,
crazy.
Right?
My whole digestive system was shutting down.
Okay, so you were a sugar swigger. But then, okay, so you got with us, you were part of Trim Healthy Mama, we had an influence on you, and you started to clean up your diet, get out of sugar, remember?
Yep.
You ditched the sugar, and you did it. You were a what if you could.
Yeah.
Why do I need sugar? I don't. I actually, what? Can I like Steve? I remember your journey. Actually,
yeah.
People have listened to your journey. They've lived it with you.
Yeah.
They've walked your journey with you. And then, but you have come to a place of maturity too in your journey, Danny. I mean, you sit here today saying, hey, I love this place of healing where I'm in, but you've found you need the carbs too, right? You do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, carbs are carbs are currently my life.
But for a while, to get your blood sugar under control, you sort of needed to take them out. And
Yeah, and in fact, my appetite had shut down. I was approaching, like, so when I got up in the morning, every morning, I had a headache and nausea. And I just, it's so crazy, like, I assumed that was just my lot in life, like because my mom had headaches and nausea. And so I was like, well, headaches, oh yeah, I'm kind of like my mom, you know, I'm hypoglycemic is what I said. Just like my mom. And that's just life. That's my lot. I was born with a deficiency. What I had that was like my mom was my food choices.
Yeah,
and I didn't know, I didn't believe that because it's like, no, this is something happened to the body. I can only take drugs for this. And so it was, yeah, so I got up every morning, nauseated, headache, and very small appetite. I could eat an egg over like half a piece of toast.
Yeah, I mean,
and eggs were, not just eggs, but food was kind of yuck to me. And I had a really, I didn't have a love-hate relationship with food. I had a hate relationship. Food made me more nauseated, and it was hard to get down, and eggs were like icky and gooey. And I remember even as a kid, I had some of these feelings about food. You know, stuff was icky and gooey and chicken was too hard to chew. And I think I just, from very young, the macaroni and cheese, Taco Bell and hot dogs just had my body really
well.
Jammed.
Then how are you at the place where you are today? Because you came in and said, man, I love food. Man, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I could chow down on some salmon salad right now. What has changed? Is it time? Is it just?
I can tell you. Step one was the two Aussie girls influence. Step one for me was getting off sugar.
Yeah.
Because one problem was that sugar had trained my taste buds to loathe solid foods.
Right.
Solid foods for the mature.
Yeah.
You know, sugar
as
makes
the Bible
you
says.
So immature. You're just immature.
Because you want it now, and you want it easy, and you want
you're
it
such
sweet.
I'm
going
to say it. You're a big baby. I'm going to say it. You won't say it to your listeners. I'll say it. If you're hooked on sugar, it turns you into the biggest baby. Oh, my gosh. You can't have your nookie before you fall asleep. You can't go to bed without your sugar nookie.
Yeah,
I know that for a fact. You can't talk nice to your family without your sugar nookie. You watch your wild emotions I'm talking to myself, by the way. My wild emotions, man, sugar and just that lifestyle of having to feed that beast before, you know, I'm hangry. Man, that's sugar, dude. So you guys really helped me get off the sugar. You suggested kombucha as a soda replacement. And that was a big deal for me because I was so, like, Coke was my thing. Like, I see the Coca-Cola sign and I get butterflies in my stomach to
still,
this day.
Still, emotionally.
Oh, it's like a cigarette for some people, you know, like they got to smoke when they drive.
Yeah.
Dude, if I'm in the car, I want a Coke. So, anyway, sugar was step one. I started doing, step two was maybe a bigger hurdle for mm-hmm. me. Step two was my lifestyle habits, my mindset, my approach to stress, mm-hmm. my belief that I had to rat race and survive. And so I only had time for a bowl of cereal. I only have time for a microwave burrito. I only have time. And that was all created by me. So yeah, there was a lot of mindset dealing with fears. I've shared a lot of that through this podcast time. But I had to learn to take time and prepare food.
Right.
And once I broke that mental hurdle of I don't have time to prepare food, I found a new appreciation for food. It was weird. I started.
So you think preparing your own food and literally forcing yourself to do it has made you like food more?
Yeah,
because you're not a baby anymore.
Exactly. It opened up my relationship with food.
Yes, there.
So now food is like a friend to me.
Yeah.
Rather than this thing I need to shove down, or I'll be starving or nauseated. So it's not like I get. So on the one hand, it's like yeah, food is fuel. But then there's this beautiful.
And so you learn that. And you know what I like? I'm going to let you get to your step three, but that's what we're trying to do with this curriculum for kids.
Yes.
You know, kids are just forced, you eat that. Or you eat your broccoli. Or kids are like, here's your meal.
There's no personal relationship.
And so they just get all these hates about it, or it's icky, or all
these. It's like, go to church, sing the hymn. But if they don't have their own relationship, they don't know why.
Right.
And so when they get in the kitchen for themselves, or when they. You know, experiment with a vegetable or eat something for the first time, it becomes theirs and they suddenly appreciate it like you had to do it, but you had to do it as an adult.
Yeah, and my son, I'm tired of eggs until I showed him how to make dad's supersonic man eggs. And now he's cutting peppers. He takes ownership over the creation of the food. And that does something to the brain.
It does. My son, Rocky, who's 19, I mean, I was always on to him. I was like, this nagging moment. Because he's super skinny, but he's wiry, and he's just like burns fuel like you. I was like, he's getting up in the morning, and he just like something easy, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, where's your protein? He's like, okay, I'll make a shake, I guess.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, or can you make me eggs? You know, I guess I'll eat them. Finally, he got to it where he developed this omelet. I mean, it's an amazing omelet.
Right.
And he's in there making it this morning's mum, like, I'm the best chef in the world, right? But he's enjoying it because he owned it.
It's his signature
finally.
Omelet.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
I love that animation, Ratatouille.
Yes.
That was a good cartoon.
I'm going to go home and watch it tonight.
I know. What a beautiful...
That's funny. Sully just threw over the sound equipment.
Yeah, she literally just wrecked the room.
John will still love
you. That's awesome. She's like, is this cool? I'm going to go hang by mom now. I just trashed it. Ratatouille does such a good job of bringing out the art and passion of flavor and mixing the two together.
Yes.
And you know, remember when he mixes the foods, he goes into that black space where all the color erupts and he sees it differently.
Yes.
You know, so yeah, I had to break through like these hurdles in my relationship with food.
Yeah.
And once we develop, and that's what I love about cooking shows, is they actually kindle a relationship with food. Yeah. There's this one where this man has this open fire grill. He's got like six grills going in his backyard. And on every grill, like some he cooks the meat right on the coals.
Oh.
And I saw that and I was like, oh, like something just...
Yeah, you got more hairs on your chest just
watching.
Yeah,
I was like, dude, I want to do
that.
That's
very manly.
So I got a grill now and I do fire grills.
It's so awesome,
you know?
Mate.
It's just awesome.
See, that's a what if you could too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, what if I could be the fire griller? And you just grew up with hot dogs and mac and cheese, but now you're a fire griller.
Yeah.
Never say never. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Look at me. I never thought I would love ease. I only just did them to just tick them off the box.
Yes, same with me.
And now they're my love.
Right. Same with me because I'd abused carbohydrates like you. So I went to the other way. But then I didn't realize I was actually starting to abuse the other box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was scary. But now, Pearl, I've started following in my big sister's footprints. Yeah. And I used to, Pearl would always say, you've got to change it up a little bit for breakfast. But I loved my omelet. Remember, I did every morning.
I couldn't kick you out of your omelet.
I couldn't until I've started having ease for breakfast, or crossovers, really.
Yeah.
I'm really living on crossovers now. And I've dropped weight too, and I don't even want to, but carbohydrates rev the metabolism. Yeah. And at first on your weight loss journey with Trim Healthy Mama, bringing in fats will be your weight loss journey, because you're usually coming off of that standard American diet. But I tell you what, the carbohydrates, don't be afraid of them. They don't make you fat. And this is what I tell myself when I have an breakfast or a crossover breakfast. I'm like, Serene, you are going to make your metabolism hum. This is going to be priming your system, revving your metab fire. And I'll tell you why. And this is what I thought about it. When the harvest is like in full bloom and they're like bringing in the grain, the Bible says they're singing, you know, and you think of the fruit dripping from the blooming trees. Oh, sorry. Should just take you out for a little bit. And you see all this lushness.
Yep.
That speaks of when that's a very healthy, blessed lifestyle. I think it's your body bloom. Is the most blessed then.
Yeah.
Because your body is actually is humming along with the same vibrancy as the harvest is humming, okay?
Right.
But when everything is like Naria root to be found, Naria shrub, but you got to live on your seal blubber. Oh, I think you're in the bear hibernation zone.
And I tell myself, having a little bit of fat and protein, but none of that luscious humming fruit.
I tell myself, if you're just doing your hibernation breakfast every morning, Serene, you're not priming your metab. Have one of those harvest time for the singing song, you know, like the luscious hum.
You know, another thing that kindles will heal your digestive system, kindle your passion for food. And by food, I don't mean sugar.
Yeah.
So anyways, I want to say another thing second to this, but having your own garden, you know, you guys have like these breathtaking.
No,
like,
I don't. Serene does.
Well, Serene has like a mile row upon
and I just
row.
Eat all her stuff.
Beautiful garden and
bouquets of kale
and all that. Look, even if you get a little 4x8 raised container that you got 3 tomato plants in, something about seeing day in and day out a bigger plant. Now there's a tomato on it. And something coming out of the ground.
Hold on. Don't tell me you've done this, Dan.
Oh, but I have.
What? You are?
Because I've been at Dan's house and eaten a pepper off of his yard.
Yeah.
You are that guy, eh?
I'm that guy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So something about seeing it come out of the earth, like there's an ancient primal trigger, I think, that happens when you're like, dude, I am a man on the earth, and the earth is putting up out of itself things and presenting them to me in the most vivid of color. I'm taking that thing into my kitchen, preparing it. Like, man,
you know, it's blessing your body in better ways. Just even your mind seeing that and picturing that, you know, you're going to be absorbing more nutrients and it's going to heal you.
Yes, it will. And man, you could almost assign that tomato like to my lower left quadrant.
Yes, you could.
And it will go down there, man.
It will.
Like, so there is, I think there does need to be, and when I say a rekindling of passion for food, so many people think they're foodies, but they're drug addicts. Mm. What they mean by foodie is they love like sugar treats. And I know I'm being Mr. Tough Love right now, but like, it's so important to talk about, because a lot of cooking shows and even friends I follow on Instagram and stuff, they talk about how they're foodies and they are, but I'm like, man, food comes from the earth.
You're so true, Danny. You know, this is sort of personal to our THM company, but we were once in talks with Food Network for a TV show with Serene and I doing a Trim Healthy Mum show. We were in talks with them and they liked us. And we, in the end though, they said at this time, you know, there might be a time, but at this time, our shows are basically fantasy shows. They're about fantasy foods, full of sugar, full of white flour. They make people happy by looking at them because it's indulgent. And we're like, well, trim healthy mama can be indulgent too. Yeah, but that's healthy. That's not fantasy.
But you know what's funny about these fantasy foods? Because I know what you're talking about. On Netflix, I have these food shows, bright, rich, high contrast, high saturation color. It's dye. They're dyeing chemical-based artificial powders. Then they add dye and coloring to it to make it all bright. Do you know, out of the earth comes pre-dyed food?
I know,
except not with chemicals, with some magical way of making it colorful. I don't know how it works, but it goes from a brown seed into
a
vast array of color.
God. When I think about food, it brings me closer to God. I just want to worship. I'm just like, I don't want to worship the tomato. I just want to worship the creator. I'm like, wow, God.
How'd you do this?
Yes. Look at that blueberry, the deep, deep hues of that.
Yeah.
I mean, the sweet potato, when you roast that and open it up and you see that color, oh my goodness. Hey, what's the time? I want to end this with just a couple of my latest, greatest emails. I know I've shared my lentil soup recently. I shared another one. Oh, we're at 29 minutes. We're okay.
I have a couple more things to say too.
Yep, you got a couple of things. Here's one that I've been doing, a lovely stir fry, and it's so easy. And it's an E, but it does not feel dry, and yet there's hardly any fat in it. Of course, you could cross it over if you're pregnancy or nursing mom.
Please, no, we are so about the fats.
No, but when you're doing an email for weight loss purposes.
No, I totally know that, but I just don't want people. I just want to clarify if people are thinking, oh, now they're going.
Oh, no, I love my fats.
I'm sorry, we love
it. Listen, last night I had such a wonderful S meal. Do you want me to tell you what it was, just so you know I'm not going on the.
Did you spoonful some cashew
butter? It did involve the butter. It did involve the butter Joan brought us yesterday.
Because I did.
Was it so good?
Oh, my God.
As we've said here.
Tablespoons.
We get, John brings us the most amazing homemade cashew and almond butter. Oh, wow. So anyway, I got butter lettuce because it's so soft. You know those hydroponic ones you get?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I used a whole one. You can't use half of it. It's not enough.
No way.
Chopped that thing up, put it on my plate, and then I got I've been buying those cans of tuna serene that you tell me to get. I love them. They're the safe mercury ones.
They're
what
not
are they
cans,
called?
The pouches.
Yeah, the pouches. But I what are they called? No, you get the cans too.
Oh, okay. Aren't they called Safe Catch?
Safe Catch. If you ever want.
Well, maybe they're not called Safe Catch.
They are.
Okay.
If you ever want a really healthy tuna, it's called Safe Catch, and they test the levels of mercury in it. And it tastes better. It's really healthy stuff.
Oh, it's amazing.
I put that on there. What did I have? A cucumber. I threw some walnuts on there. Not bunches because I really wanted some of the cashew butter. And then I put I just poured on some cider vinegar, some Bragg, liquid Bragg, some aminos, some cayenne pepper, and then I drizzled that cashew butter over that salad. I was sitting there like no one in the world is as lucky as this girl right now what I am doing. it was just so good. So therefore, yes, I love my fats.
Yes.
Anyway, but this email that I've been doing, it's very weight loss. Even though it has some taters in it. As I've been saying, I've been enjoying golden potatoes. They've been rocking my world in emails. It is a great stir fry. Just try it. Okay, steam up some golden potatoes. You can use black if you want. I don't use white because they're higher in the starch, but golden is beautiful. Some yellow squash, cut them, dice them, and steam them up. All right? And then have some pre-cooked chicken just on the side, wherever you want to. Now, in your fry pan, your big skillet, spray some coconut oil. Now put some of those golden squash and potatoes in there and then get so much spinach. Put it in there. It will start to wilt. And now put your seasonings on. I use Bragg liquid aminos. I use some salt. I use nutritional yeast. And then I put a little bit of diced chicken in there for protein, whatever you want. I've already got some nutritional yeast. I put quite a bit because that gives me some more protein. This thing wilts together and the textures of the potatoes with the squash and the spinach and that little bit of chicken here and there. It's the most amazing email. I encourage you to try it.
Oh,
and I have a big plate of it because I do lots of the squash, so I don't have to do lots of the potato here.
Oh, it's so
because you don't
want to
like overdo the potato, but you want it in there for that beautiful texture.
Yes. But so you're being smart now. You see, you're celebrating your carbohydrates, but you're not having this big old fat russet.
I'm doing it wisely, yes, but I'm enjoying what God gave me.
And I'm balancing out more. And as a nursing mum, I'm having these beautiful crossovers. I love the purple sweet potatoes.
Ooh, where do you get those? Sprouts.
But I tell you what, so I pre-cook them, bake them a bunch up. And then when I quickly go to prepare my lunch, I get a nice purple sweet potato, open it up, and I just heat it up on the skillet with coconut oil, nutritionally mineral salt. And then I have a little fillet of sockeye salmon and then an avocado. It's like green of the avocado, purple of the sweet potato. And then I have the it's like the red sockeye fish. Oh, my goodness. It's rainbow plate. It's crossover.
Rainbow plate.
It's celebrating the carbs. It's celebrating the fat. I'm not heaping a bunch of pasteurized cheese and then throwing walnuts all over. I'm just having a little coconut oil to fry up the purple sweet potato and then the nice avocado. I'm just being balanced. Yeah. I find when I do crossovers, I like to keep them balanced. I don't make them a heavy S and a heavy E and stick it together.
No, like what you're saying, the crossover you just described is...
It's light on the coconut oil. It's just enough to make the pan not stick to the potato.
But you've got a little avocado
Salmon has natural fat in it.
Are you using the canned salmon or are you cooking one in the air fryer?
It depends. Sometimes I'll do air fryer. Sometimes I will do the nice, I'll do one of those sockeye cans. Yeah.
All I wanted to say was look at that crossover, right? That's beautiful, trim, healthy mama. All you pregnant woman, nursing woman and goal weight people, listen up. Even if you're not goal weight, you can still do that sometimes. Crossovers are part of things. But compare that, what she just described, to another trim, healthy mama crossover, which might not be as weight friendly.
Oh, can I talk?
Cheeseburger pie. Let's look at that. Cheeseburger pie is one of the things that bring people on plan and make them happy, and they're the start of your journey, and you can even use them later in your journey, but they can bring you in and ground you. Imagine if you had that crossover, right? You had the cheeseburger pie, which is very heavy and fatty, okay? And then next to it, you had, what do you want to do for a crossover there? I mean, you could do bread or baked potato. All I'm saying is that is another crossover. It's just not as wise as the one Serene did.
Do you want me to tell you what I do? First of all, I want to say in your trim healthy journey, I think your cart's going to look different. I think some people are going to arrive at Trim Healthy Mama and their carts may look like cream cheese. They might look like a lot of pasteurized dairy. They might look like Greek yogurt. They might look like a lot of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But as you progress, I think it will look different.
It does. It starts to look different.
I believe maybe at Christmas time you might throw in that cream cheese. I haven't brought cream cheese for over a couple of years. I might go to...
I buy it all the time because I put it in my kids. My kids love it and I use it in things for them. But I don't eat a lot of it anymore.
Yes, but see, it looks different though, Pearl.
Yeah.
It looks different. I think... So this is what I do. If I want to... My major diet right now is crossovers, but the smart crossovers. I never go psycho on the fats or psycho on the carbs. I just, crossovers to me are so beautifully balanced. It's my sweet spot. Okay.
I love them.
But if I want to celebrate fats and I just want to pour that olive oil over my omelet, I make it an S. I don't cross that over because I'm going overboard on the fats.
Right. And you really want to indulge in fats.
Yeah, I don't go overboard on my crossover fats. If I want to indulge on the carbs and go nice 45 grammer, you know, I'll make it an E.
Mm.
I'm just decided that I know I've got the info now.
Yeah.
How to celebrate my carbs, celebrate my fats, or find that sweet spot between both of them.
That's beautiful.
Dan, I try to celebrate both.
Yeah, you need to, especially for your, you know, Dan Man physique. You need to always do crossovers, eh? Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
I didn't tell you about my third breakthrough.
Oh, step three. Dan, we're back to you.
Because it's back.
Detour on us.
Well, it's full circle. Because step three for me, once I reset my
brain space,
digestive system, brain space, taste buds, and got things back to zero with not only breaking sugar, but then the FODMAP diet, which reset me, I was able to pinpoint damaged organs.
Mm.
And in my only damaged organ, well, my gut, I think, had to renew its, mucosal lining.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the thing my doctor was screaming, your gut wants to heal. He's like, it renews. It wants to heal. And I thought, I have leaky gut. Mm. It's the thing I have. Now your gut might be leaking, but you don't have. And it's such a difference.
It's so true.
So once all those things renewed and I reset, I was able to identify, oh, my upper right, I feel something there. And it's when I eat. I was trying to gain weight because I was on the FODMAP. So I was doing like extreme amounts of fat.
Yeah.
And it started,
You were like shunning a lot of fruits and veggies, right?
Yeah, I was anything with the fructans and the FODMAPs had to go. And so, okay, well, I'll go heavy fat to try to keep the weight on. And it, I went into the hardest crashes. I call them crashes, nausea, headache. Felt like I had the flu, but like death. I described it as organ failure. People were like, what are your symptoms? I said, man, it just feels like organ failure.
That was your robe days when you were wearing the robe to the grocery store.
I came to the podcast in a robe. There you go.
Not a Charleston Heston robe.
No, no.
It was his wife's robe.
A nursing home robe.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
A nursing mama's robe.
Yeah. So it helped me identify damages done to the body, because what I realized was I was nursing along. It was almost like these fake foods were somehow keeping the cripple. It was like crutches almost. Like, and then when you took them out, it's like it got worse at first, but I was able to identify these broken down organs. And so now I know what I'm working on healing. I'm actually more in touch with my body. I know what things are where. I learned so much by breaking sugar. Firstly, the FODMAP thing. And
for those who don't know what FODMAP is, it's where you identify foods that feed a lot of bacteria.
Yeah.
And the bacteria can cause bloating, things like that. You take them out and then you put them back in one by one, see what you react to.
And now I know my sensitive area is fat. I still have fats.
You were eating too many of them.
It was your bile, right?
Was it your gallbladder?
Gallbladder.
So you didn't have to have your gallbladder taken out then. You just address it. You still have fats, but you found the which ones are good, and you eat lots of good carbs. And,
you guys actually advised me to look for the fats that are in, like avocado.
Yeah. That are already in the food for you.
Yeah.
Because you process it better with
Rather than adding oil on top of my salmon or something like that.
Which is fine for some of us.
That's right.
We had a gallbladder that had been
So
wounded.
Do you do much better with those, Danny? The ones that the fats contain in the food, like vegetables?
Yeah, I don't even notice a problem.
You can do some nuts and things like
that. Yeah, nuts are great. I try to save. Boy, my new addiction is RX butter.
Oh, yeah.
Some people have their own brand. They call it like fat butter and stuff. Mm. But people are getting into these jarred. It's like spoonful, like cake batter.
Can you do the cashew butter that John gives us?
Well, or that. So it's the same vibe of cashew butter. The RX butter, they have like this vanilla RX butter that's made with almonds and egg whites and stuff. But boy, like when your taste buds are healed, you can take a cashew butter.
Right.
And it's like mama's cake batter.
When
mama would let you scrape the bowl at the end, I would put that bowl on my face and just lick every square.
Nuances of sweetness, of savory. It's like people have spiced it up and it's just nothing.
Pearl, I want a teaspoon.
Oh, a strawberry becomes too much.
Yeah.
You're like, who has injected sugar into my strawberries? His name is God.
No, I love it. Yeah, it's amazing.
If we can call him by that name.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Anyway.
Jehovah. I don't know.
Oh, this is cool. I just want you guys to know that you're never at a place of arrival, that we can learn more and
What's
more each day. We're done,
Serene. But I want to say this really quickly.
Oh, go for it.
And you
go
must.
Really quickly.
It's your podcast.
You know, for years and years and years, I'm like, the snack before I go to bed will always be just protein if I have to snack at all and blah, 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 blah. But I always found it hard to go to sleep. Just as a nursing mom, I just always felt like it was like going to sleep was like running a marathon just because I felt empty. And just recently, and you can look it up on the Google, and I won't do this if I've just had a fruit snack before, because I'm not going to abuse. I've got info now. And I don't think if you're on a normal American sugar diet, you shouldn't do this either, because it's abuse. But if I've just had a lovely balanced meal and it's been a couple of hours, before I go to bed, I'll have a teaspoon of raw honey. It puts me to sleep. It feeds my liver. And it allows my body to have all that it needs to do its processes at night without crashing and burning. And so I just so enjoy it. And that's this wonderful carbohydrate from God.
It
raw
is.
Raw honey.
I do it every night too, Serena.
Yeah, and it actually can make you lose weight.
Yes.
Because your metabolism doesn't slow throughout the night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It doesn't put you in that hibernation bear.
Yeah, exactly.
Problem. But I find I sleep well with it too. It's not for everyone, and it depends upon your season and your
but
journey.
But if I just have like a snack on some sweet, like a bowl of sweet cherries before I go to bed because I'm nursing, yeah. I'm not going to go to a teaspoon of honey.
Yeah.
You see, so you just, you know, it's just no abuse but celebration.
But anyway, the days shine brighter and brighter, and there's so much more to learn. There's so many more health places to get to. Life's brilliant. Love it.
Thanks for tuning in, peeps, to the Trim Healthy Podcast. We sure love you. Trim Healthy Mom on my way. And then
I'll be Trim Healthy Mama to stay. Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.